Welcome to TSA, the smoking area. We are your safe space on a night out. It's been a while. We've not done an episode since you were here, so how are you doing, girl?
I'm good, babe. I don't like being back in England. I know it wasn't the best weather in Malt when I was there.
No, it was bad.
It's definitely not great now. I was so stressed coming home. My dad, I don't know, this is probably quite boring, but my dad picked me up from the airport and he said, meet me in the pickup car park. And I got outside the airport, and it being a big airport, there's about 20 car parks. And I was like, Dad, I don't know where you are, where are you? And he was like, I'm in a car park. And I was like, for fuck's sake. He was like, I've only got 15 minutes and then I have to pay. We were there for an hour trying to find each other. But other than that, work, life, and Mother Nature things, it's been a fantastic week.
Oh, fuck them. We have a good dilemma, and I'm going to get in.
Ooh, okay.
My girlfriend just told me that she's made an OnlyFans account about 3 months ago, and I don't know how to react. You ready?
Ooh, yes.
My wife and I have been together. My girlfriend and I, I'm so used to the cheating bastards. My girlfriend and I have been together for a little over 9 months. 9 years. We've got no kids. We're not married, but we've both got really good jobs. We make combined over £100,000 per year. They're from England. Yesterday, she told me the dreaded 11 words that no one in a relationship wants to hear. I need to be honest about something. Please don't be mad. Oh, God. Have you ever been in a moment where someone said, I need to talk to you, please don't be mad?
Yes, a million times. And straight away, I'm like, my hands are clenching, ready to punch him in the face.
It's like in the realms of, we need to talk. It's like, why? Why would you induce my anxiety so much by saying we need to talk rather than just spitting it out?
It's also that phrase, what people say, I've forgotten what it is. Shit, I've got a memory block and I know what I'm trying to say. Fuck. It's when people like say, but, you know, I'm going to go, I'm not a bitch, but, and it's like, you're going to be a bitch.
You're going to be a bitch right now. Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to be a friend, but I'm going to cancel you behind your back because I'm a little stupid cunt from the middle of nowhere who lives in a cesspit and my parents are probably cousins. Naturally, it put me on edge when she said this. Yeah, it would. We've just been put on edge. We've just recalled times that we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I started thinking the worst. I had to wait all day, and then she explained when we met up. Her friends from college reached out and invited her to lunch. I knew about this. And she explained how she was doing well, but recently got into OnlyFans, and explained how much money she was making off it. She was thinking of making it her full-time job. Then she suggested to my girlfriend, she should think about doing it. So, girly girl has gone to dinner with an ex-college mate, uni mate.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I'm on OnlyFans, I'm making so much money, X, Y, Z. And now she's like, you should think about it. My girlfriend is beautiful. She's in amazing shape. She's on the curvy side, tattooed. She's a bit of a goth. She's an overall beautiful person with a beautiful smile. Oh, we love that. That is a Dobes, that's really cute. You really, really worship your woman. I love that. She then said she looked into it and she was amazed how many people had OnlyFans and they were making good money from it. She wanted to see if it was something that would be successful for herself. So she made an account behind my back and posted 9 photos over the last 3 months, every other week. 3 of the pics were her in dresses that she tried on for an event that we went to. 3 were her when we went on a trip and she was in a bikini. And 3 pictures are just of her feet with her nails done. All of the pics I have seen, I had taken myself. They were also posted on a private Snapchat. So nothing is provocative or inappropriate in my eyes. She disclosed how much she made, her thoughts behind it. But then she showed me some of the messages and this is where it takes a turn. People want more. They're requesting toes out with pussy out, they're requesting nasty content, and they're sending really nasty comments about how they're jerking off over her feet. She asked my thoughts, and I told her, I don't care about the photos, respect, but what hurts is the fact you hid it from me, and what hurts is the fact they were pictures I had taken for us, and you've posted them behind my back. She said she was afraid of how I would act about this all, But she also said she enjoys it and she would like to delve deeper into exploring making OnlyFans content with or without me. Please help. Ooh. I don't know what to do.
Okay, I'm going to go first for this. Good on her. I applaud women that would... I would love to make an OnlyFans, but I don't.
Let's start with the fact that it's just her feet, bikini, very highbrow. It's stuff that she's put on Snapchat. It's stuff that he's taken. So it's just pedicure. It's bikini. However, he took those for them to be between them. And she's then gone and monetized that online behind his back. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't like the whole thing about... I don't like that she didn't tell him. I feel like if I was in her position and I want to do this and I made the decision, I would very much be like, I want to do this. This is what I'm thinking of using. This is what I'm thinking of doing. It can make me this amount of money and I just want to see how it goes. See what
he wants. Are
you down
with that, baby?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? If you don't want to take the picture that we've taken, let's take something that we're both okay with, but I think it could be a good avenue. Okay. I vibe with that. I agree. I think he's got a point in terms of being a little bit annoyed by the fact that they were private images. And without... Like, if you're going to enter any venture, business venture, whether it be adult work, whether it be a new job, whether it be deciding to have kids, whether it be engagement, whether it be a new friendship circle, I think that... Communication and honesty is key, as we always say, don't we? You've got to communicate. I think that it is quite deceitful doing it behind his back.
Yes, definitely. I think that's where the whole thing comes from. It especially, like, does it verge on the, not the photos, but the messaging from people? And we don't know if she's messaged them back, but if she has messaged them back because she hasn't told her partner, is that verging on cheating?
Yes, emotional cheating. Like, even if she doesn't like it. So say, for example, she's rocking the three toe pictures. She's rocking the three bikini pictures. She looks great. She feels fantastic. That's fine. You do you. But as I always say, when somebody else is involved in the situation or the fold, it's very, very... It's skating on thin ice, in my opinion, of you should have told them that you want to do this. You want to explore this avenue. And I think... I could be down with that because I can help you do the content. If this is all we're going to do, and it's not pussy and fisted, and I would also want to, if I'm in a loving relationship, I would want to moderate the conversation so I can see, because he said he's not actually upset with the images. He's upset with the messages of asking to see vagina. Okay, so she's come and told him before it's got to that point, but is she replying like you said? Because then, for me, it's virgin on cheating. What do you think?
Yeah, same. Virgin on cheating. If she's responding, and I'm guessing she's probably not like, hi, how are you? I'm having a great day. He's OnlyFans, and they're talking about jerking off to her feet. She's going to be talking day back. So to me, that's cheating, especially with him not knowing. If he did know and he agreed to it beforehand, not cheating. He agreed to it. And then you make your own rules up how you do it there. Now, she's... And I don't like to put women in the wrong... But I think she's technically on that terms of not telling him. She's on the line. She's got a valid reason.
She's on the line of being in the wrong. Because even the response is right. If you'd both agreed to do it, you could be laid in bed with a slice of cheese on toast and a cup of tea, about to watch Line of Duty or Happy Valley. You could be in bed together going, oh my God, look at this message, as if I'm going to get my fanny out. But if you both openly said that you're going to do this and you support her, then... I just think she's not given him the choice, and we all deserve to have the choice. And if you haven't given him the choice to know that this is going on and to be part of it, and if you think it's none of his business, then you should probably be single.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, completely agree with that. They have been together for a long time, though, and if she's not making that much bank on it, is it worth it?
9 years and probably making a couple of hundred quid initially because it's a... novelty, but it's a full-time job. You're gonna have to really invest in it and start to give people... they're only subscribing and paying for things and messaging you because they want more. So you've given a preview of what's on offer, and they're gonna want more. They're gonna want to see so much more, because that's the nature of the beast. They're gonna want to see more explicit things. And if you'd have opened this conversation up and agreed to just do feet content and bikini content, you could have agreed on that. But now it's like, what's she going to do? Is she going to be in the shower fingering herself behind your back for pay-per-view messages? Is she going to start putting a £25 lock on the messages and she's got a dildo in her and showing her pedicure off and you don't know about it because you've not got access to it? I don't know. I see sex work as valid work. I do. But it's a business venture, and if you're with someone, it should be explored together like any business venture should in a trusting relationship.
Make it into a kink. Make it into a kink, girl. Like, if he's happy to for it to go ahead and carry on like this, make it into a kink. Watch her get all these filthy messages from boys desperately wanting to fuck her. They're at home wanking off to her photos. Get that dirty alpha jealousy anger.
What if?
And go crazy with it.
But that has to be innate to you. What if he isn't like that and he's just been in a trusting relationship and they've never got off on that kink? How do you introduce a kink that never existed before when this is such a new thing?
Try it. You don't know if you like it if you don't try it.
But should you not be trying something with transparency from the start?
Oh yeah, definitely. They should have. She's in the wrong for not telling him about it.
So, like,
definitely.
Think about his mindset to turn it into a kink. He's got to already like it and approve of it and have been part of that decision for it to naturally progress into a kink. It can happen. I agree with you. But I just think it's going to be more difficult for him to accept seeing it as a kink when it wasn't included in the initial decision and discussion.
Yeah, I think he's always going to have that tarred image of it. It's not tarred as it is.
Tarnished,
not tarred. Tarnished image of that she didn't tell him in the first place. So even if he agrees to it and accepts it, he's going to be like, well, what? Like, I'm seeing these things. Is there anything else that's happening behind my back? And it's just going to snowball into a terrible paranoia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be bad. If somebody came to me and said, babe, we've been together 9 years, I've gone behind your back and I've created an OnlyFans account and I've posted pictures that you took of me on holiday and in the bedroom and after I'd made a little pedicure. Honestly, I'd say, fuck yourself, leave. I don't want anything to do with you because you've already broken down. This is the way that I would be. I'd be like, you've already broken down the boundary of trust. Had you come to me and said you had this urge, this scratch that needed to be, itch that needed to be scratched, I could have done it. But it's just a friend has suggested it over brunch and she's gone and run with it behind someone's back. It's like, do you value your friends and money and your sexual desire over the person that you've chose to be with? I think I would be out at this point. I know that what you're saying is very valid, like try and turn it into a kink, trying to support her. I could have supported that if she'd have come and told me up front. But I feel like there's no basis for this relationship. What else can she do? Can she take out a store code behind your back and go and rack up some debt? Can she go and text the guy that she used to work with and go, oh, sorry, it's just a friendship, but it started 3 months ago, but I'm telling you now, that is not, to me, a relationship.
I think the whole OnlyFans...
I think we're both there right now.
The whole OnlyFans thing is... people, or I'm hoping a lot of women just take it as it's a business adventure, so they don't look at like the emotional side that's attached to it when you're in a relationship.
Yes, but like if it is a business venture and you've been with someone 9 years, I just think fundamentally you should have spoken to that person first.
Yes.
If you have the desire to do it,
anything about your life when it's gonna impact you. Oh, I'm thinking about leaving my job.
9 years.
And changing to do this. Could you imagine doing that behind someone's back? No.
Exactly.
So why is this
now you're
different?
Now you're getting my thought process. I'd be like, wow, 9 years and you couldn't say, right, my friend suggested this. What do you think about it? She's gone and set up the whole account and got verified and got a bank account linked to it before speaking to the man she's with. I'm sorry, but I would be out. I would be so out. And it's not the fact that she's done the account, the reason that I would be out. The reason I would be out is the fact that it was all behind my back.
Back, yeah. Something that you should have been involved in.
100%.
Get rid.
Get rid.
See you there.
Thank
Bye.
You. But yeah, see you in a bit. Thank you so much for sending us that. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.